Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. So let's review the chapters from what we've already read earlier in this devotional series. We are now going to review, explore, and discuss the holy text more in depth than before. So now let's open up our Bibles to Galatians chapter 1. We are starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 10. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. This letter is from Paul, an apostle. I was not appointed by any group of people or any human authority, but by Jesus Christ himself and by God the Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. All the brothers and sisters here join me in sending this letter to the churches of Galatia. May God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Jesus gave his life for our sins, just as God our Father planned, in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen. I am shocked that you are turning away so soon from God, who called you to himself through the loving mercy of Christ. You are following a different way that pretends to be the good news but is not the good news at all. You are being fooled by those who deliberately twist the truth concerning Christ. Let God's curse fall on anyone, including us or even an angel from heaven, who preaches a different kind of good news than the one we preach to you. I say again what we have said before. If anyone preaches any other good news than the one you welcomed, let that person be cursed. Obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. Once again, that was Galatians chapter 1 verses 1 through 10 in the New Living Translation. Let's talk about and investigate the scriptures more in depth together. Christianity is a relationship with the Lord that restores your true identity. We are God's redeemed sons and daughters. Paul's identity was apostle and servant of Christ. He told the Galatian believers they had followed the faulty path of rules and religion. Rules and religion aren't always bad things, but they can lead to legalism, arrogance, and intolerance. This is as faith with limits you feel better because you have done, quote, enough, end quote, you have completed your duty, and you are proud of your own work. Paul previously lived these faults, but Jesus saved him and gave him a new identity. Paul did not earn God's grace or salvation, it is a gift from the Savior. He warned the Galatians, who had been saved by grace, not to abandon the gospel for legalistic rule following. True faith is a relationship that has no limits. You give all to the one who gave all for you, receiving and returning love. There are, quote, rules, end quote, to follow in a relationship, but they are done out of love and gratitude. There is no limit or finish line in a relationship like this. There is nothing more life-changing than being in a relationship with the author of love, to be known and loved by him and to love and know and serve him with all you are. Begin each day in decision receiving the Father's love for you, knowing his love covers all your shortcomings and sins. Then without shame love the Lord in return, no matter what people think. Live in the freedom of God's grace and love. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you posture your life in rhythms more to receive God's great love for you? How can you be sure your faith is more about a relationship with God than following rules? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.